Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kamusta ang domestic travel ngayon? May uptick po ba sa inquiries for flights and accommodations, for at least for interstate travel?
Interstate travel, domestic flights, may mga update yan. Every Friday, Jetstar, nag-re-release sila ng mga specials, yung mga instant purchase, no?
Mm-mm.
Kasi nagdadagdag sila ng mga flights sa Queensland, South Australia, Perth, you know, and all this, the domestic, because there is a demand during this Christmas break. And napupuno naman, pero because of the outbreak in New South Wales, nag-stop and go na naman. Kasi karamihan naman ng mga ano natin, gusto nila magpunta sa New South Wales o Sydney, no?
Mm-hmm.
But then, marami pa rin naman tayo mapupuntahan kung gusto talaga nila. At ang ano lang yan, ang be aware lang na before you go, you have to make sure na ang accommodation niyo is confirmed. Tanong kayo sa amin o mag-look kayo sa internet kung ang mga accommodation is okay. Kasi mga accommodation also, they also practicing this awareness ng COVID-19, no? Yung mga may distancing pa din, tsaka mga and protection din ng mga nag-accommodate sa kanila, tsaka yung mga nag-book.
Mm-hmm. So aside from checking muna, making sure na walang changes sa booking nila, lalo sa accommodations nila, anong advice pa po ba ang pwede nating maibigay sa mga babiyahe? Dahil alam naman natin na kahit na interstate travel yan or domestic travel within their state mismo, ay very uncertain, di ba? Medyo mabilis ang pagbabago minsan ng mga pa-updates.
Yes. Very much so. Kasi ang ano yan eh, ang kamukha niyan, sometimes it's sudden cancellation, you know, if they feel na it's not right for them to come and they cancel it. But the cancellation naman dito is ang karamihan niyan is 90% is refundable yung mga nagbubo kasi because of this situation. Ngayon lang yan, pero hindi palagi yan kasi yung mga iba talagang book and buy, and if it's canceled, you don't get money back. Kasi lalo na kung ang mga airfares, mga 29, 59, 79, bibigyan kayo ng credit for the next travel. Ang ano ko niyan, I feel na because I have, you know, for the years and years I have driven in Australia, sometimes for a family, it's best na drive out or drive in the country, kahit na overnight, camping and all this because much safer. Kasi hindi sila masyado sa crowd kasi ang crowd ang nakakatakot, you know, when you go to crowded places and all this. But what I would advise from me, somebody's going to ask me, do I have to go? Well, go, because lalo na ngayon hindi natin alam ang mga bakasyon natin. I mean, next year, early next year, ang government is coming back. I think it's 50% to 75% ng employees, they have to go back to the office. And then you're missing this opportunity na very safe ang Australia. It is very safe. It's not a, we are very blessed and we're very lucky now. We can drive around, we can eat out, as long as we practice or we, you know, yung ina-advise yung sa atin sa mga QR, yung mga registration pag pumapasok sa mga restaurant, simbahan, or whatever function places that we go.
Yeah, I like that perspective po, yung insight po na binahagi ninyo, Tita Gigi, na talaga namang sulitin natin, di ba? Let's make the most out of yung na-enjoy nating kalayaan ngayon na bumiyahe dahil ligtas nga at COVID-free ang most parts ng bansa. It's something
Correct.
Na baka naman nakakalimutan na natin or we take it for granted dahil ang tagal na naka-lockdown ng iba.
Yes, correct na get out and lalo na sa mga during this Christmas break, the last 3 days, the beaches say St. Kilda in Melbourne, you know, St. Kilda Beach and some Frankston and all this, there's so many people there because it's a good day and enjoy that is the I'm sure this is the positive side of this COVID that, you know, we'll be able to appreciate ang nature, mostly nature na kasi hindi natin napapansin yan pagka busy tayo sa plane, busy tayo sa pag-prepare and all this. But if we go camping, if we go put the goods at the back of the car or whatever car, you know, it's good kasi you can stop at coffee shop, you can stop at kasi it will help also our regional brothers and sisters, you know, para makatulong tayo sa kanilang economy kasi that has to pick up also.
Ano naman po ang outlook ninyo for domestic travel? Domestic pa rin ha, for next year.
I think it's marami kasi kaming inquiry ng mga packages na domestic, no? Kasi they also have to plan, lalo na yung mga hindi naka-travel ng December, yung mga holidays nila and all this. They have enough, they save for the travel for domestic and they can try, you know, maraming inquiry about sa Queensland, sa Great Barrier Reef, sa Tasmania, sa Cradle Mountains, sa Adelaide, Barossa, Bali. There's so much beautiful places in Australia that we can do sa Northern Territory. I mean, you know, when all this is done, you appreciate na you've seen these places even at this stage na may COVID tayo, nas very safe pa rin tayo. Mm. Very safe, very safe. I mean, I drive around, so I know. Mm-hmm. I see.
So nakakatuwa po na at least the interest to travel kahit na on the domestic front is there. Kasi nga po 'di ba parang yung iba sabihin na natin mas gusto talaga nila just to remain in the comfort of their homes para matiyak na alam mo 'yun yung mga naninigurado lang talaga na ayaw nilang ma-expose sa tao. More than the virus.
I'm not an expert, but what I'm saying is if it's going to happen, it will happen. I mean, whether you're, sometimes nga, binisita ka lang. I mean, I'm a very, very positive person. Just as long as you take care of yourself, you follow the rules and regulations, sometimes, you know, you cannot overdo it. We have to live with this. We have to live with this and we will go through this. I mean, you're missing a lot if you don't go out there and explore. Kahit na kayo lang mag-anak. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have to mix with people. I mean, day trip.
Yes.
You go to the Grampians, you know, you go to wherever na sa mountain, Dandenong Ranges, winery. This is a chance for you to go out. You just have to be careful.
Like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.